Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of The Week Review. We're now into episode 6, I believe. I'm currently joined by Sergio. Sergio, how are you doing, my man?
I'm doing great. It's been a busy week. I'm happy to be here, as always. How are you doing?
I'm very, very good. Had a fun weekend, obviously turned 19. So yeah, it's very good, very good. Had a couple of drinks, maybe a bit too many, but yeah, it was very good. Very good. A lot of things happened this week. In this show, we will always discuss what games we thought were kind of interesting, let's be realistic, as well as the upcoming games for this week, including the Champions League and the Europa League, as they are back this week as well. So yeah, without further ado, do you want to start us off, Sergio?
Yes, so we'll start off with last Saturday's results. First one, Leicester City versus Liverpool. Obviously, Leicester won 3-1, which was interesting. Or not, depends who you ask. But, you know, Vardy, Barnes and James Maddison with the goals. And then obviously for Liverpool, Mohamed Salah. So it was a very interesting game, action-packed game. And yeah, to say Jurgen Klopp is getting let down by his own squad again, vice players. What do you think, Yul?
Well, I mean, if you haven't listened to the episode, our special of the January transfer window, which I highly recommend you do, I think the second goal where Vardy scored in this game, there was no communication there, you know? And that's kind of what I said, you know, that would happen. And I mean, I don't know. Who do you think was that for? Was it Kabak or was it Alisson? What do you think?
Alisson, definitely.
Really?
I mean, I don't know why he's rushing out of the box like that. And if he does, he has to make it clear. No, because, like, the ball wasn't that close to the box. He just rushed out to try kick it.
Mm-hmm.
Which, in my opinion, was kind of dumb. Because it wasn't his doing. He shouldn't have done that. And he just let them down again. I mean, Alisson isn't having... He's not had some few... Oh, jeez, I can't speak. He hasn't been having the best games in the past.
Weeks,
yes. Oh, jeez, man.
But I think it was actually Kabak's fault, because if you look at it, he's running back, right? And he could clearly see that Alisson was kind of coming in a way. And I know Alisson should have probably called it or shouldn't have even been there. But to be like, if you're running back, the only thing Kabak could have done with Vardy in his back was play the ball back, which would have brought Alisson in trouble anyways, probably. But I don't know. I just think it's a fault of both players. I think there wasn't any communication there, which led to ultimately the... It kind of sums up Liverpool at the moment, doesn't it? Like, they were 1-0 up. Everything was fine. Leicester were playing pretty poorly. And to then even lose 3-1 because of another mistake. Kind of sums up. And I don't think Alisson had a great game either. I think the Maddison goal, for example, you know, you could kind of see that coming, because it's like, what, the edge of the area... kind of like a cross slash shot kind of thing. And if you put a four-man wall there, the chances he was going to shoot is he wasn't going to. And at the end of the day, I don't think Alisson did enough in that either. But I don't know. I thought the Liverpool defence was also very, very poor.
Ben Davies got injured as well when he signed
it. Yeah, not that that matters. Well, it does kind of matter, because they're running out of defenders even though they signed two new defenders. But yeah, I mean, it was a poor Liverpool. And just an average game, really. It kind of took off in like the last 10 minutes when, yeah, everybody starts, in the last 20 minutes when everybody started scoring and mistakes were being made.
Then Leicester scored 3 goals in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think it was 6 or 5 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. Oh yeah, you know, Mohamed Salah scoring again, top scorer of the Premier League right now.
Yeah, so. Mate, Salah is actually very good. Like, the way he shot that ball in was just so, like, technically, like, beautiful, because he just sees it. He doesn't even step back or anything. He just shoots it in, like, curls it in. There's a fairly few people that can actually do that, I reckon. So, yeah, shout out to Salah for a good goal, but sadly not enough again for Liverpool. Do you want to say anything else on this game?
It's just average game, I guess. Interesting game, but average. Moving on. Another Saturday game. Big game. City, Spurs. Yup. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, City were expected to win. We all predicted City to win. None of us actually got the score correct. I think Kieran and you came the closest. I was a bit off. You're going to talk about him in a second, but yeah, just very good stuff. I think Jose Mourinho is kind of losing it again, the way he was losing it at Manchester United. And even at Chelsea towards his second spell, doesn't really look good for Spurs at the moment, does it?
I mean, at the end of the day, it is Spurs. They are known for bottling and not being the greatest when they should be, because they have a very decent squad. They don't have a bad squad at all, but it's just defensive mistakes, I guess, at the end of the day. And Mourinho isn't very happy about it, I don't think. So he's going to have to make a change in the changing room on the starting lineup, because obviously it's not working out for him. Mm-hmm. Also, if you guys didn't watch the game, the score's actually 3-0 to Man City. That's what he's saying, was just defensively poor from Spurs. Ilkay Gundogan, which actually links to a new segment that we're going to do, which is Player of the Week. My Player of the Week was Ilkay Gundogan. He got two goals against Spurs. The first goal he scored, where Edison got an assist. He just booted the ball up the pitch, and then Gundogan destroyed Davinson Sanchez. Like, my guy had to head. He got the guy to headbutt the floor. It was incredible. Poor Davinson Sanchez. The amount of memes that we see now, but you saw that goal, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it was. Just look at Edison, not Allison. Look at Edison's kick. Wow. He just, for everyone, no more passing it back to the keeper, none of that. He just boots up the pitch, and then Ilkay Gundogan with like a Messi like goal versus Bayern, really. Because, like the way Messi put Boateng down is in a similar way, Ilkay Gundogan put Davinson Sanchez.
Davinson Sanchez, which is lost. Like, and the guy just. Link in the ground after with his face on the floor. That's an amazing goal. No, but Gundogan, he played 70 minutes, he scored two goals, and he had an 87 pass success rate. Like, my guy was good. He also won two duels, even though he lost two. And it was just incredible. He's so good. I'm pretty sure he's a top scorer in the top five leagues in 2021, if I'm not wrong. He's got nine goals in 2021.
I mean,
incredible.
He also won Player of the Month for the month of January, which was deserved as well. And he's now got plus 10 goals, I think. And he's just replacing Kevin De Bruyne, KDB. No one's business. Yeah. So yeah, fair play to Ilkay Gundogan. He's finally getting the recognition which he deserves. The media, etc. Even though, we're a bit ahead, but that's why you are listening right now, because we're that good. Very good game. I think defensively Spurs were poor, and I think, like I said, I'm pretty sure last week as well, Spurs just, it's hard, they lack something, but I think I can agree with you, it's defensively, and I don't know, Lloris isn't doing it for me either at the moment. Not that he's making bad mistakes or anything, but I think it was one of the goals didn't really look good for me. I can't remember which one though, but
Do you think he's getting old?
Well, I mean, he's 33 now, so I don't know. Like, if you look at Buffon, like, it doesn't really matter how old you are, realistically speaking. But I think, like, first of all, they need to replace the back line. I don't think Davinson Sanchez is good enough, or Alderweireld is too slow, for example. So I think the summer will be interesting who they pick up, which is highly needed. And I don't know if Jose Mourinho is going to be allowed. I saw a statistic that in the last 73 games, Pochettino and Mourinho had the exact same points towards the last back end of Pochettino's spell at Spurs, the last 73 games he managed and the first 73 games Jose Mourinho managed. They had the exact same amount of points. And Jose obviously came in because they sacked Pochettino. But do they now do the same, or do they hold on to Jose Mourinho is the question. Maybe it's a bit too soon, but they start off very well, very exciting. But I mean, you're obviously playing against a really good Man City side as well. So who beat Liverpool?
Man City side hasn't lost in like 16 games.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you can't really blame them, but it was just a poor showing at the end of the day.
Anyways, moving on to the league, right? That was in the league. Napoli, yep. Juventus again. Napoli pulled it through and actually beat Juve 1-0. The goal from Lorenzo Insigne, which was very big for Napoli. They really needed those points. And if I'm not wrong, they are higher than Juve now in the league. No, they are 2 points behind Juve in the league. Well, they cut distance. And yeah, I'd just say Pirlo just has good games and then he just has bad games. Like, he's dropping a lot of points from a UA side that have won the league like the last 9 years in a row. So, I mean, I don't really know what to think of it.
I think it's his first, his first managerial job in his entire life. So I don't blame him. Obviously, it was a penalty for Napoli, and so he scored his 100th Napoli goal. So I can't blame him too much. I think he's been put there to work on the team for the next few years, I reckon. And you know, the likes of AC Milan lost to Spezia 2-0. So, you know, the whole league is open. It's not like that they are seventh and people run, all the clubs are running away with it. They've just lost, unfortunately, I reckon. And I don't blame Pirlo, but it was like a penalty goal. So, you know, I mean,
I guess teams like Juventus and Barcelona and Real Madrid, when they're not getting what they want, they just sack their manager. They don't really care who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, also with Chelsea, I mean, Frank Lampard, I don't think he should have been sacked even though he wasn't doing very well. But it's just, Chelsea as a whole, they just sack managers very easily. And teams like that that are used to winning trophies all the time, they just can't deal with not doing so well.
Yeah. I think none of us predicted Napoli to win. That's just purely because of recent games. You know, we would have predicted it correct otherwise. So Sunday, though, however, there was another interesting top game in the Serie A. It was Internazionale versus Lazio Roma, which ended 3-1 in favour of Inter Milan. What were your thoughts on that game?
Massive game from Lukaku, personally. Class player. He scored his 300th goal. He got two goals and an assist that game, I know. And, now Inter's top of the league thanks to that game. It's a must-win game. And Antonio Conte is really doing the job at Inter. We pin them back where they used to be. Yeah. What are your thoughts? What do you think?
Well, because of our new segment, Player of the Week, I obviously picked up Lukaku, like you said, got two goals and an assist versus Lazio. Just a very solid performance from that Conte side again. Lazio now in seventh place, and the number 5, 6, and 7 all have 40 points. So, you know, number 4 has 42 points and number 3, 43. So, you know, and then obviously AC Milan and Inter Milan are at the top with 49 and 50 points. There's still all to play for. I think this might be the most exciting league to watch this season, including Ligue 1, actually, surprisingly, which we'll talk about in a second. Lukaku was insane. Again, like you said, 300th goal already. Did you say that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. How old is he? 27?
Yeah. He joined like 2 years ago, so... Or 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago now, from Manchester United. Always... Not for instant, right? Or just in general?
In general.
Oh, okay.
Career goal.
I was going to say, because Zlatan obviously scored, what, his 500 goal for clubbing for clubs. So I was going to say 300 goals already for Inter Milan. That's insane. But yeah, like you said, a very solid game. Lazio just don't seem to... They're a bit on and off. They can win the top games and they can lose the top games. They're not really... They don't normally win all of them. They normally like win two and lose, what, five? And lose four of them. So I'd probably say that out of these, Inter Milan, AC Milan, Roma, Juventus, Napoli, Atalanta, and Lazio, I feel like Lazio and Napoli are the worst. Because if you look at, if Napoli didn't win, they would have been seventh with 37 points. So I'd probably say Napoli, and Atalanta's obviously not having a great season as well, but I still rank Atalanta higher than Napoli and Lazio. But yeah, and then Roma is actually doing very well. But Juve obviously have a game in hand with Napoli as well, so they can go up even more. Let's say they both win, and Roma drop to fifth, which is, surprising. I'm pretty sure, yeah. So yeah, that was a good game, 3-1. All of us predicted Inter to win, but none of us got the score correct. Again, you and Kieran were closest with 2-1 and 3-2. Kieran, who loved the 3-1, didn't actually say 3-1 for the one game that was actually 3-1. That's kind of funny. So yeah, we covered the play of the week. I hope you enjoy that new segment. Just a little bit of, different, where we look at just one player who's done well in this week. And and then moving on to the games of this week. Like I said,
hold on, before you do that, mention some games from last week, other results. Bayern Munich obviously won the Club World Cup against Al Ahly, 2-0. Expected. Atletico dropped points against Celta after Celta scored in the dying minutes, 2-0. Just poor game by Atleti, in my opinion. I watched it. Just really wasn't there.
Yep.
Inter Juve actually drew in Coppa Italia, 0-0. So, so Juve went through to the final. Man United beat West Ham 1-0. Sad to see that Jesse Lingard couldn't pull through a goal in the FA Cup. McTominay scored in the 97th minute, putting United into the next round. We also have the Barcelona game against Sevilla, where Sevilla won 2-0 in the first leg of the Copa del Rey. Even though I said there weren't two legs last week, it's fine. Rakitic scoring against this old club. So we'll have to see how that turns out in the second leg. And a massive game that we didn't really talk about last week is the Spurs-Everton game. Do you want to quickly touch on that, Yul?
Yes. 5-4, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, extra time. Yeah, I think we covered that.
Everton.
To Everton. Obviously, I do want to point one thing out. Sigurdsson's assist on Bernard.
Oh, that was incredible.
Just that whip over the top to seal the deal. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, again, Spurs losing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, defense. Do you see that Mourinho thing was 5-4 isn't a football score, it's a hockey score. He said that in 2004.
Yeah. When Arsenal beat Spurs. Yeah.
And then he gets knocked out of the FA Cup by Everton.
5-4. How ironic. I mean, it's always with Jose. He will always say something and people will just look at his tweets or whatever, things he said in the media.
That's 17 years ago. Yeah, it came back to him today.
Yeah, exactly. So there's always people out there who would try and make fun of him, etc. But yeah, like you said, 5-4. It was a very enjoyable game and sadly there were no fans.
But, it is what it is with COVID restrictions. Hopefully, I'll change sometime soon. Also, Chelsea beat Barnsley 1-0. Sad to see that Havertz couldn't score even against them.
Leave that poor man alone.
He got a hat trick against them last time. I'm only joking. Also, Salzburg beat Augsburg 2-1. Not Salzburg, Leipzig, sorry. Jesus. That's a good one, piece of Red Bulls, man.
To be fair, it's an Austrian and German name as well, Salzburg.
Yeah.
So don't blame you.
And also, Atletico Madrid won yesterday, 2-1. Another ropes game for Atletico Madrid, really struggling with so many... what do you mean? What do you call players that can't play?
Huh?
What do you call the when a player can't play? What do you call it? What, like, what's the word for it?
Injured.
Missing players? Injured?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Let us know what it's called. Can't really think of it right now.
Brain dead right now?
Unavailable players due to
unavailable. Yeah.
Illness or injuries.
Illness or injury, yeah. And no midfielder has actually had more goal involvements in the league this season than Marcus Llorente. He's got 7 goals, 7 assists. Massive plays. And Napoli, we already said that. PSG beat OGC Nice 2-1. Moise Keane scoring again, which is nice to see. And Dortmund drew you with Hoffenheim 2-0. Haaland scored again and Sancho scored. So, you know, you really ask yourself, how is Dortmund dropping points like that? Obviously, they're not having the best season so far. So we'll get to that later. How Dortmund's trying to fix that with some transfer news. And just the last game. No, not the last game, but Barcelona won 5-1 against Alaves. Messi, just incredible. Again, 2 goals, an assist, incredible. Trincao with 2 goals. Somehow this guy that no one even knows about is scoring again.
Yeah.
Messi scored 2 big goals as well. Like, the first one's off the post and then the second was just top bins from outside the box.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah. And then United dropped points against West Brom Albion. They had 88 minutes to pull the game back. Couldn't do it. And then obviously they... I don't know what the penalty thing was about. Apparently it was supposedly penalty, but then it wasn't given. And then Manchester United was crying again because VAR didn't go their way.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you saw the interview with Harry Maguire and the things he said, but fuck me. Like, Jesus. This man just pulls out excuses from... like the carpet, underneath the carpet, mate. Like, he was like, with a penalty, and you know, he got tapped.
And it was I got some quotes here. Okay. It seems like decisions are going against us. We were so certain it was a penalty. Not sure why they needed to send the referee to the VAR monitor. The clip was minimal, but it was a penalty. That's all from Harry Maguire.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really see a club captain of such a big club. Right? And then he said, away to West Brom is always a tough game. Like, did you see Crystal Palace beat West Brom 5-1 away from home? Like, that's not an excuse. Like, you can't just go on and... you were just shit, all right? Just admit it, you were shit. Like, you're just lucky that you've got Bruno Fernandes who just helps you reach... like second place at this stage. They've dropped so many points in the last 3 games. And Maguire is just shit. Like, he's not signed for England at the Euros. And if he is, fucking sack Southgate, man. He's too slow, he's too clumsy, and all he's good at is his aerials and passing. But surely you can have a deep lying midfielder that can do that, man. Like, it's just... like, I don't get it. Like, I don't think Ramos or anyone else, Van Dijk or any club or Henderson would ever say anything like this. You just say you've performed poorly and that's it. Like, you're not going to... I mean, I don't know if you saw the Saka penalty that got overturned. Rightly so. It got overturned rightly so, right? There was minimal contact, but it's not a penalty when there's always contact. Like, we're not doing, like, basketball where if you get touched in, like, whatever, you get a 3-point shot or what is it, free throw.
Exactly.
Like, you just need to grow up, man. Like, honestly, it just pisses me off. Like, just admit you play shit. That's it, right? That's all you need to say. You don't have to protect your team. You don't have to protect your players. Well, I'm not saying go out there and shame Fred or whatever, whoever played that game. But yeah, like, it's just not good enough. And they could have been up there with Manchester City, but it kind of just shows that they're not title contenders, and they still lack an actual leader because Maguire isn't one. Sorry for the little bit of a rage, but yeah, like, it's just not good enough in my opinion.
Okay, now more games. About my blood Kayang getting his first Premier League hat trick after Arsenal beat Leeds 4-2. Solid from Arsenal there. And yeah, that's all the games I really want to mention this week.
And I also want to mention Feyenoord beat Monterrey 5-0. Biggest win under Dick Advocaat. The first half was very shit, but the second half was way better. So
only needed 45 minutes, so good there.
Yeah. We just torture our fans for 45 minutes and then maybe we can pull something out the bag. But yeah, yep. So that's fair enough. And Ajax obviously won as well. And do you see PSV drew 2-2 against Ado Den Haag, having 15 shots on target. Ado had 2 shots on target and scored twice. Oh my God, it was amazing. It was really good. And then obviously Roger Schmidt just starts moaning about VAR and referees and like the centimeters of the grass, etc. Like anything you can moan about, you all moan about. So, yeah. But, yeah, that was good. And I think Ajax are now champions. And I also think that the second place spot is open for anyone to grab. Because, literally, if you come third in the UEFA, I've added a new league. I don't know if you know. I'll quickly talk about it. The Conference League. So, you've got the Champions League, Europa League. And now you've got the Conference League as well next season. So
just gonna give a fuck about that.
So it's going. Well, I'm probably gonna give a fuck about that because finally they're gonna play the Conference League. Because the only way you can get into the Conference League is if you win the cup or come second. But even if you come second, you've got playoffs for the Champions League, right? You lose those. I think you go into the last playoff for the Europa League. You lose those. You still end up in the Conference League. So, you know, I don't know. It's gonna be like Bulgarian teams against like Feyenoord or Azet or whoever. So,
you're in teams. It's very specific.
You know, it's not good, but yeah. So we've really got to fight for the second place because if we don't win the cup, we'll end up in the Conference League, which is a stinky league. Let's be realistic.
Stinky, stinky. Yes. Okay. Now we will talk about next week's matches. This week's matches, sorry.
Yeah. So, obviously, we've got Tuesday's games. We've got a big, big game. Probably the biggest one of the Champions League, in my opinion. I think everybody could agree with me on that. Is Barcelona versus PSG. PSG, obviously, are out with no Neymar. So, it's going to be interesting to see if Mbappe and Di Maria can really pull through against Barcelona. In recent years, Barcelona-PSG has been a big game, hasn't it?
I mean, obviously, La Remontada. Which I think was a robbery because, you know, 2 penalty goals and all that. But anyways,
you're going to really shame your own player. Suarez, diving all over the place.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, he played for Barcelona, I don't give up. I couldn't care less, bro. Not for bad, but, no, Di Maria, honestly, I think it's underrated. So you can pull the strings, just play him back on the left, Moise Kean in the middle. Might not have that much experience, but I think PSG could do a good job because Barcelona is also coming in with a very young squad and there's Koeman sets up with a more not talented, well, it's experienced squad, sorry. So I think
are they playing home? Is Barcelona playing at home? That's going to be a big game. It's kind of sad that we can't see Neymar play against them. I don't know if it'll... You know, it's Neymar's birthday as well. Neymar's sister's birthday, sorry.
Yeah, for like the sixth year in a row, he's either been injured or he's got himself suspended. Bit sus.
I mean, bit sus, honestly. Maybe he didn't want to score against Barcelona.
Maybe that's true, but, you know, he's what? Always really convenient, isn't it? It's always really convenient. Yeah. Around this time, he's injured.
Maybe he's just a lucky man.
Maybe he's very unlikely that his sister's birthday is always. Maybe he should just get rid of his sister and then maybe he will never have an injury.
Sorry.
at this time of year again. Just ship her off to Armenia or whatever.
Okay.
You know, maybe then he'll start getting a fit.
Yup's getting out. Yup's just going somewhere else right now, but I'm score predictions for this game.
Let's go. Just before we do that, though, I did forget to ask you for his score prediction. So I'll probably play the clip towards the end of the episode, or maybe Jakob, who's done a sick job with the new intro, by the way. Thank you, Jakob. Go check him out as well. We'll leave his links in the Xero shout at the end. But yeah, like a very sick intro. I hope you all like it. I think it's a little bit more professional. And like fair play to Jakob for pulling that one out of the bag.
For Kieran Singh, you just mention it next week.
Yeah, or maybe in the special if it's relevant.
Yeah.
Or towards back end, or maybe if he replies in time, then I can send it in as well and he can have it in the middle section where we're doing this. Okay, so you will hear Kieran's thing either in this episode or in the next, right? Yeah. And we always record the episode, the specials before Saturday and Sunday and Friday. So don't worry, he won't cheat. It will all be fair because we got a league table as well. So yeah, we want everything to be fair, and we want him not to miss out. So yeah, what's your score prediction then?
I'm saying Barca's going to win at least at home. I'm between 2-0 and 2-1, but I think 2-0 will be too easy, and then I think it's just going to be 2-1 for Barca, and then PSG would just win 1-0 at home, maybe 2-1 Barca.
So you're going to actually say that PSG, you're going to go through then?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Maybe it's a final last year.
To be fair, yeah. I'm going to go... I mean, Barcelona's defence has been very meh. I mean, if you've seen Umtiti, got outpaced by...
Umtiti's a legend, I'm sorry. Umtiti is a legend.
Fuck me. And he's like 30. Now Soldado is 36 with like broken kneecaps. So still getting our pace then. You know, so I think PSG will score. I'm going to say 2-0. I think Messi will turn up. But actually, no, I won't say 2-0 because I think Barcelona will actually go. You know what? 2-0. 2-0.
2-0. Wow. Well, and then Barca will just win away from home.
Yeah.
Wow. Big prediction.
Then obviously on the other Tuesday game is Leipzig at home versus a struggling Liverpool side. So what are your thoughts? What are you going to predict for this one?
Just quickly going to add, unlucky Liverpool. Leipzig's a very decent team. Even though they're not performing very well this year, they did knock out Atleti last year, which is kind of sad. But I don't think Liverpool's going for this. I think Liverpool's fucked. They don't have defenders. They don't have a creative midfield. They have a guy that puts his thumbs up a lot, which is nice, called Thiago. And they have a Carriers 2.0. Do you think keeping them afloat really is just Mohamed Salah and Henderson speaking loud? So I'm just going to say 2-0 Leipzig.
Well, I'm going to back my boys in a red. I'm going to go for a Liverpool win. I'm going to say a 3-0 Liverpool win, believe it or not. You might think this is ridiculous.
You're joking, right? But you're not joking.
No, I'm going 3-1 because of Kabak. So that's a guaranteed goal for Leipzig when you have Kabak in defence.
Watch Kabak score the hat-trick.
Yeah, fine, whatever. But Kabak is shit. until he proves me different, I'm not going to change my mind. So 3-1 Liverpool, I think. Mo Salah is going to turn up. Yeah, exactly. So
money.
And Mane as well. I think this is going to be the turning point. And Thiago is going to run the show. Watch it.
What about Angelino, though?
Angelino is also very good. But yeah, he will get the assist or whatever. I don't know. But I don't know what Leipzig did. What did they do? You said 2-0 against Augsburg. But Augsburg isn't that good, so I'm going to say 3-1 victory to Liverpool, the Reds. Go get it. Get myself 3 points. Go on, Liverpool. Wednesday, we have got a Spanish side, Sevilla versus Dortmund. Arguably, would you say
I think this is like the Barca versus PSG game, just less on steroids.
yeah, just the B version, the B-Tech version, you could say. I mean, Sevilla are actually doing very well in the Liga right now. El Nasseri is doing very well as well. 13 goals.
Papu Gomez as well coming through.
Papu Gomez as well being very creative. Scored on his debut. I'm pretty sure I said that before, but yeah. So it's going to be a very interesting game. And obviously Dortmund have got very good players, but currently don't have the right manager maybe, or are in a bit of a form dip like Liverpool. But Dortmund is just drawing instead of losing. And they're drawing more times than Liverpool are losing. So it's probably less chaos at Dortmund than there is at Liverpool. But what are your predictions? If you're playing at home, what are you saying?
Sevilla's playing at home, right?
Yeah. So
I'm going to say 3-1 Sevilla.
Yep.
Because Sevilla's just very decent, honestly. They have such a strong team.
Wow.
No, honestly, trust me. They got Carlos and Koundé at the back. They got Bono in goal. They got Jesus Navas at right back. Right, they got Oliver Torres. So they got Juan Jolan. Right, they got Papu Gomez. They got Ewan Siri. They got Ocampos. They got Suso. Like, they have a very strong team. Hence why they beat Barca. So I think they're going to be Dortmund by a lot. 3-1. Even though Haaland is a guy.
I'm going to say 4-2 Dortmund.
4-2? You're a joke, man. There's no way Dortmund's going for against Sevilla at home.
I mean, you're forgetting that Jadon Sancho and Haaland are playing for Dortmund, who are just so good.
And they failed to beat Hoffenheim.
Well, yeah, but if you're going to base off that, you know, you're going to get every prediction wrong because Napoli obviously beat Juve and Napoli don't have a striker.
Okay, 4-2, that is very ambitious and I don't think Dortmund will win.
Let me know if you agree with me or with Kieran on this one.
Kieran, okay, mate.
Kieran,
cheers.
Sergio, even. That's all the case. I was thinking of Kieran. Yeah, let me know. Just let us know if you think who's going to win. I'm going to put a poll out on tomorrow's Instagram as well.
Wednesday, let's just put it on Wednesday.
Oh yeah, Wednesday, never mind.
When this comes out, it's tomorrow.
You can really tell I'm deluded.
Diluted.
Shut the fuck up. All right, moving on. The other Wednesday game is Porto versus Juve. Very
plain.
I want to say boring. There's always a game which is like shit and is more after the group stage. Porto could be good. I mean, you know.
It's just you being unlucky with the draw yet again. There's a Porto player that's injured that's quite decent for them. Can't, of course, name now, but just Porto don't have against Juve. I'm just going to say they're playing in Portugal, right? 1-0 Juve. Pog standard.
Well, I mean, Cristiano Ronaldo does love
Portuguese. Portugal.
Yeah, he's already from Portugal. But he loves the Champions League. So I'm going to actually go for a 2-0 victory for Juventus.
I meant to put Juve, not Porto.
Yeah, so a clean 2-0 win for Juventus away from home, and they will eventually go through my prediction, but that's been for what, three weeks time. And then we're already here on Wednesday as well. We've got a little bit of
Screw gonna ask you, are we gonna do a full prediction of who we think is gonna go through overall in the Champions League?
Not now. No, we'll do it when they play again. So like we did with the Serie A, with the Coppa Italia, where we realised it was a two-legged game and not a one-legged game. and the same with the Barcelona-Sevilla game, which was kind of strange because I'm not sure. Yeah, whatever. I'm not really sure.
I think it's because it was semi-finals.
Yeah. But yeah, so Wednesday as well, we've got Everton versus Manchester City, arguably the most exciting one out of the three we just named.
On paper,
with a flying high Manchester City, obviously unbeaten for 14, 16 games, like you said at the start. Everton, who are very solid as well, under Carlo Ancelotti.
Everton don't have a chance, I'm sorry. You know, actually, one 2-1 City, I'm going to say. I don't think it's going to be that much of a slower house.
I'm going to go...
I assume we all predict City to win yet again.
You know, I don't even care. I'm going to say 2-1 Everton.
2-1 Everton?
Yeah, I'm going to say it. You know what? I think, why not? If there's one team to maybe surprise Manchester City, it's Carlo Ancelotti's side.
That's true.
And with Digne at the back.
Digne.
Coming back.
She could have killed Navas.
I think it's going to be a good game as well. Then on Thursday, obviously, Europa League games. We've picked out just the most interesting ones, realistically speaking.
The most well-known teams in the games.
I can agree with you. I was going to say, equally, but you got Mikel Bellaviv against, whoever, which is also an equal game, I suppose, because they're both shit. But so should that versus Manchester United. is a very interesting game because Sociedad have they're kind of like Everton, you know, they were flying high and now they've dropped a little bit, but they're always up for a good game and they've also got very good players. So I'm going to say a 2-0 win for the boys in red. I think Bruno Fernandes and co.
Really?
Are just going to, just win 2-0.
I'm going to say it's going to be a 1-0 win for Real Sociedad.
That's just your Spanish bias coming into play here.
And that's just your Manchester United fan bias coming to show.
I never said I was a Man United fan.
I have a picture of you with a Man United top, so
yeah, you can have a picture of me with a City shirt on. Yeah. I just love football. I'm a guy. Yeah, I'm joking. I do have a preference. Obviously, I lived in England as well, but enough of that.
Yeah, in London.
London. but it was because of Louis Vercal's army. Yeah, you know, I had to.
Oh, okay, that's fair enough. And Robin van Persie as well.
Yeah, big man Robin van Persie.
Legend.
And I obviously don't really like Chelsea and Spurs. And Arsenal's a nice club, but at the same time, they're just so shit, you can't really support them. So
Brentford for the win.
Brentford. Luton Town for the win, realistically speaking.
Come on now. Don't be silly. Anyways, Arsenal-Benfica. You were talking about Arsenal. Arsenal-Benfica.
Yeah.
2-1 Arsenal.
This is literally a Europa League game because, you know, they're just both meh teams. But they're good for the Europa League, if that makes sense. So
yeah,
you
know, from the quarterfinals on in the Europa League, it's actually pretty decent if the matches have been easy in the first stages. Because now we're going to lose like United or Real Sociedad in round of 32. Like, come on now.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather lose fucking Wolfsburg or fuck them. Oh.
Did you lose against them last year?
Yeah.
What's your prediction for the Arsenal game?
4-0.
4-0.
For Arsenal.
Ajax versus Lille.
Now, this is an interesting one because Ajax forgot to sign up their striker. So they don't have a striker.
They have a keeper on drugs and a forward with knives. So, you know.
Yeah. No. We've got to respect them a little bit. We can't go over the top. But
I'm not taking a piss, I'm just saying.
That's facts, technically speaking. But Leo are going to win. I don't think Ajax have it. I think Daley Blind is a very solid centre-back, but just lacks pace. And Leo are top of the league. They're just so confident. Renato Sanchez and co.
Renato Sanchez is everything for them.
I think they've got a really good striker who I just can't remember the name of, or just a really good player.
They have a Turkish guy, the Khan.
The striker, you mean? Yilmaz.
No, he's a good one. Oh, is he a striker? It might be a striker, yeah.
Yeah, Yilmaz.
Anyways, I'm going to say 1-0. What are you going to say?
I'm actually going to say 2-1 victory. I think Ajax obviously operated very well three seasons ago two seasons ago in the Champions League with a false nine in Tadic. So, obviously they bought in Idrissi from Sevilla who can play on the left. So I'm just going to say a 2-1 victory for Lille.
Okay.
Yeah. 2-1.
Next game, Granada versus Napoli. Granada is a decent club. Actually, so against Atleti. They're not bad, but Napoli is Napoli. So I'm just going to say 1-0 Napoli. Because Napoli has some key players injured as well, but yeah, it's just going to be a boring game, in my opinion.
I mean, Granada did actually play very well, or decent against Atletico, in my opinion.
No, they didn't. It was just boring. They didn't do anything. They got lucky with the goal. It was a rebound goal. Come
on now. Okay. Okay. whatever you say.
No, I'm not very biased.
Granada obviously in the group with what was it? PSV and Pauk and what was it? Apoel, Nicosia, or whoever it was, something Nicosia. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they're going to be playing in the Conference League because I swear to God, if Apoel or whoever, Hapoel Beersheva from Israel is in the Europa League and final is in the fucking Conference League, I'm just going to hang myself. No, I'm joking.
no, because you're going to actually win a trophy then?
Yeah, exactly. Play Champions League.
Toxic.
Anyways,
what's your score prediction?
At least we've won a Champions League.
Right, 1970. We won the Club World Cup in 1971.
When was the last time you won a European trophy? Exactly.
2018.
Oh, fuck. It was.
Won the Europa League like four times, three times in the past 10 years. Come on, don't be a joke, man.
Never mind. We won the trophy in 2002.
Granada against Napoli.
I'm going to say just a draw. I don't know. 1-0. I think seems realistic. And Granada just seems okay. They might score one goal and then just defend.
They got nice weather.
Got nice weather. Yeah.
That's what I can really
say. Then Villarreal against Salzburg, maybe? Is that even a good game? We're going to push that in there.
Salzburg is Champions League team. Villarreal, obviously, Parejo. I'm just going to say it's going to be 0-0. It's going to be boring. So obviously, Salzburg lost Haaland, Minamino, and Sobosai.
I think you're forgetting about Hang Chang Lee, or the Korean dude, who's actually going to score 5 goals. So I'm going to go with a 5-0 win for Salzburg. Okay. I'm joking. Retreat.
No, too late.
No. Okay, you know what? I'm going to lock that in. Yeah, 5-0 Salzburg.
5-0 Salzburg. If it's 5-0, I will literally give you my house.
Okay. You don't even own a house, so give me something else. Give me your most valuable Atleti shirt. There we go.
I'm giving you my house. It's in Spain anyways.
Okay, well then we're going to say that viewers have to donate to the podcast.
Blowjob. Anyways, moving on. Saturday.
Man just fits his blowjob in. Mad. All right. Saturday, though, we've got some Premier League action. We've got some derbies, actually, this weekend.
That's a lot of derbies.
Yeah, exactly. So instead of talking about blowjobs, let's talk about Liverpool versus Everton.
Yeah. So, I don't really know what to say. Liverpool dead, Everton good at the moment. Liverpool, if they come off a win in the Champions League, could maybe, you know, come strong. Because if Everton beat City as well, it depends on the momentum and what happens in the games beforehand. But I reckon Liverpool's going to win it 2-0. I just reckon Everton is just going to get the bad luck that they always get in the derby.
I mean, pretty sure when Origi scored in the 90 plus 5th minute as well. But I'm going to say this is the first time in for Everton that they beat Liverpool at Anfield. They're going to lose, what is it, 4 times or 5 times at home in a row.
They won't lose against
Everton. No, they won't. I'm going to say 2-0. Yeah, 2-0.
That's a good shot.
And then we've got another derby in the Bundesliga on Saturday with
big team Schalke.
Big team Bundesliga team Schalke fighting relegation, quite literally, against just below average Dortmund at the minute. Would you agree with me?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we already talked about Dortmund, just ain't it? We will talk about something that happened within their squad. or technical squad soon, but Schalke just ain't it right now. Obviously, they sold the GOAT defender Kabak.
Yeah, the GOAT.
Yep, the GOAT. So just 2-0 Dortmund.
I'm going to say that it's going to be a Klaas Jan Huntelaar show. I'm going to go say 4-0.
Klaas Jan Huntelaar. Jesus. I've got some bold predictions today.
You know what? I'm actually going to say Dortmund are going to win 4-0.
Okay. Bold predictions. Yeah.
And Sunday. Sunday, we actually have another big game. I kind of fear for Arsenal in this way. City versus Arsenal.
I fear for Arsenal a lot.
I mean, I don't know if David Luiz is back from his suspension, but just leave him on the bench, Arteta, please. Just to save as many goals.
Arteta versus Pep again. Last Sunday, Matt, didn't Arteta win?
Yeah,
Arteta was cup.
Yeah, in the FA Cup or in the Carabao Cup, whatever cup they have.
One of them cups,
yeah. So, could be interesting. What are you going to say? What are your thoughts?
City, going to win. If you don't think City's going to win, then you're deluded or diluted, as Kip wants to say it. It's 2-0 City, come on now. This is going to be a simple game.
You know what? You're not going to believe me.
I am.
1-0. Aubameyang is back, baby.
Aubameyang.
Aubameyang is back. So I'm gonna actually be rooting for Arsenal this game. Yeah. Let's go Arsenal. Come on, you Gunners.
Wait there.
I want some, or maybe some good Arsenal fan TV. Then I'm aiming for like a big 6-0 victory for City.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if there's no... I hope Arsenal gets a red card at least. just for Arsenal fan TV.
Oh, yeah. They do make out... They do bring out quality content. Just a very low IQ. But yeah. Serie A also has a very interesting game. Another derby. So it's our third derby. Wait, is the Schalke game a derby? No. Well, it's our second derby then, because a derby has to be played, well, in one city. So yeah. It is AC Milan versus Inter Milan. I don't know which way around. But the Milan derby indeed. I don't know if you saw the new painting outside the San Siro.
Oh yeah, I saw it with Slatan and Lukaku.
So that's really interesting.
Did you see Lukaku's POV?
No.
When Slatan headbutted him.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, hilarious that was. What are your thoughts?
I'm going to say it's going to be a draw. 1-0. Because Slatan and Lukaku are going to get fiery again and it's going to be a red card. Again.
I mean, if that happens, you know what? You can have something. If that actually happens, if that generally happens, because I just can't see that happening.
You can have your dog.
Yeah, you can have my dog. What was the score last time around? Inter 1 with an Eriksen goal, right? What was that?
Yeah, 2-1.
In the Coppa Italia. So I'm going to say... I want to say this is actually going to be like the best Milan derby in a very, very long time, because you've got to understand it's the number one versus the number two, and there's only one point
after
difference.
A fiery game.
Yeah, after the Coppa Italia as well. So there's all to play for, you and really see that like Lukaku and Zlatan, that clash is already turning me on. So I'm going to say
clashing.
I'm going to say that AC Milan, I'm going to say a draw. Yes. I'm going to say a draw. I'm going to say two. I've said 2-0 so many times. So, you know what? Yeah, 2-0. One has to be 2-1. Let's be realistic. So, 2-1. And then.
But 2-0 for all the men, and the odds of them being 2-0 is high.
Yeah, exactly. And then, again, just a very solid game, which we haven't actually spoken about in the last 6 episodes, is Atalanta versus Napoli.
Just all to play for, I guess, really. 1-0 Napoli, that's it.
I mean,
we're talking about it again.
3-1 Atalanta again.
Again.
You know, one time they will pull it through. Exactly that.
You can really see the bias that you're always voting Atalanta. Always.
Oh, as Napoli. If you don't have that for Napoli, Mark. You've always predicted.
I said I do for Napoli. What are you on?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, I don't have a bias. I just like Martin De Roon and Hans Hasselberg. That's just like.
Oh yeah,
that.
He like men. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got PSG versus Monaco. How is Monaco doing this season?
Ben Yedder. I think they're fourth, yeah. I just looked it up as well.
How's Ben Yedder doing?
Fuck. I just had it ready. Shit.
Fourth. They're fourth.
Yeah, and they're like, what, 2 points or 3 points behind PSG or whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Is Niko Kovac their manager? I don't even realise.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to say that PSG going to lose to Barcelona. They're going to go into a dip form of like 6 years and they're not going to win another game. So I'm going to say that Ben Yedder is going to score two and then they're going to win 3-2
PSG.
Okay,
interesting. I'm going to say 2-1 PSG.
And also, Mbappe is playing against his former club. Cheap bag for going to PSG, but no, in all fairness. But before we go on to our next segment, you said for the Barcelona PSG game that Mbappe should play off the left and Moise Kean should play in the up front. Is that going to be the case for Monaco?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I see why not.
You don't think that Icardi, maybe 50 million, should be signed?
Oh, yeah, Icardi, I forgot about him. He's so dead. No, I still think Kean will be up front.
All right. Well, fair enough. Then our next segment is... Transfers. Woo!
Let's go.
We only did this if there's actually any transfer news. And obviously this week and today on this Monday, on the 15th of February 2021, Borussia Dortmund signed Marco Reuser. My guy. Thoughts on that one, mate?
You actually talked about him in that episode we didn't release.
Well, it's out there, but yeah. It's out there on Spotify, but yeah, I did. A very talented manager. I think it's I just can't wait. If they keep Haaland and they keep Sancho, just they could really do it next year, in my opinion. I think they would have a better front three than Bayern Munich, but not back line because we're going to the next transfer. But what were your thoughts on Marco Reuser to Borussia Dortmund?
I think it's a good transfer.
What do you base this off?
He's a good manager. He did very well with Gladbach last year, obviously.
Still in the Champions League.
Yep, yeah, still in the Champions League. I think it's a bit snaky leaving for rivals, but I think it's really going to keep that Dortmund side together because he is a very good manager.
Yeah. And then do you want to give us the other transfer news?
And obviously, a player that Liverpool should have signed, realistically.
Or anyone, realistically speaking.
Or anyone. But we know they got the GOAT Kabak.
instead, yeah. Yeah.
Dao Upamecano to Bayern Munich, confirmed. Big signing for Bayern Munich. I think they just... Because obviously Bertrand's getting a bit old, so you know, you get another big center back up back, him and Lucas Hernandez as well. Hernandez plays center back, right? Let's play left back.
Yeah, all left back. I mean, really,
they play a free back as well. They can have Sula, Hernandez, and Upamecano.
Yep, maybe they might even offload Hernandez or Sule. Because I saw Sule linked to someone, but I can't really remember who it was, but yeah, wouldn't surprise me. I mean, 42 million buyout clause. Again, just Bayern just taking players from rival clubs for very good prices. So, yeah. I mean,
what kind of business are you looking for?
Yeah, no, I think Jerry. fucking dickhead. What are you guys saying? Hey Siri, then. Never. Shut the fuck up. sorry about that. Where was I? I was saying that McConnell was a goodbye until Siri said, whose business is that?
Yeah. Bond stealing good players again.
Exactly. So if Dortmund did that, for example, they would really be challenging. But yeah. So yeah, fair play to Bayern.
They got the money to that. They obviously,
well, Bayern, they do.
Munich won the sextuple. So who wouldn't want to go for them?
Exactly. But I think loads of teams actually generally missed out. If you look at, oh yeah, just before we end as well, that kind of cut myself off there. But if Liverpool do decide to sign Kabak for whatever deluded reason, they might do that for 30 million, then that might be the worst piece of business I think I've seen in my, no, not in my entire life.
It's too soon. Kabak's literally a goat, man.
All right, we'll see. Well, I think we've covered everything, right?
I'll just quickly, like to add something before we leave. Guys, I don't know if you actually saw, if you hear this on time, but I don't know if by the time this is out, it will be closed, but we do have a fantasy football league if you want to join on the Champions League. It's Offside Football Podcast. It's just on the Champions League UEFA thing. You're going to get a fantasy team and then join our league if you want, and then we can just compare results. And yeah, the winner will get a prize, I guess. Some kind of prize. Yeah, that's all I've really got to say. Also, thank you again to Jakob for editing this. Make sure you check him out on all his socials. They'll be linked in our Instagram. And then for his YouTube, where he drops lo-fi beats. He's actually a very talented guy, musician, editor, just really a god. JMXS Beats on YouTube. Make sure you check him out because he does a lot of work behind the scenes for us. And yeah, that's all from me. Thank you very much for listening.
Yes, obviously Jakob has exams soon, so we do wish him a very good results on our behalf. And yeah, he did the sick intro like I've talked about. And before we close, if you do want to check out any other episodes, make sure you check out our latest special on Real Madrid. Arguably the best one, I think, for podcast-wise reasons. Maybe the best one, because I think we've got a lot of interesting things to tell you guys. Make sure you check out our Instagram at Offside Football Podcast. And if you need, or if you want to help out the podcast with a little, promotion thing, go email us at
offsidefootballpodcast@gmail.com.
So yeah. Do all of that. Your support has been amazing. So keep it up. And we'll see you in the next special, probably. Yeah. So goodbye.